I feel empty. 100% empty. There is a huge void in the center of my body. I have no feelings, no passion, no ideas, no thoughts, no drive, and no life. I am a drained, air-vacuumed sack of human bones. Last month was very tough. Yes, again, I am heartbroken. But this time, I am comfortably numb about it. I am just eternally grateful for having a consuming career, great friends, and two adorable cats who manage to put a smile on my face every time I look at them. I got an email from a friend who was trying to cheer me up. I opened the email and found a song attached with a note wishing me a quick recovery and a big hug. I downloaded the song and played it as I flipped through some dusty letters that have been on my desk for a week. My eyes widened and my limp body began showing signs of life again as I heard Shania Twain say, "It's amazing what a little polish will do. Men are like shoes." I pushed the stop button and then I replayed the song, this time giving it my full attention. Men are like shoes, made to confuse. I don't know which ones to choose. Some you wear in, some you wear out, and some you want to leave behind. Some make you feel 10 feet tall, some make you feel so small, and some you want to leave out in the hall or make you feel like kicking the wall. This song goes on listing the types of shoes, and the analogy between men and shoes just brightened my dreary day. I needed to hear this. Someone or something had to remind me of who I am and what I always stood for. Shania Twain woke me up from my long, tame sleep. I have known him for a year now, where he started as a compromise on my side. I settled for a very wrong pair of shoes. Uncomfortable from the start, though highly maintained, they lost their allure as time passed, and I realized that I have invested a fortune of emotions into a fake, yet well-polished pair of mismatched sneakers. The design of this ungodly footwear always sets me off balance. I tripped on every stone and landed on my face, on my knees, and on my back many a time. Such shoes should come with a warning, for short walks only. Silly me, I thought I was taking a lovely walk in a green park when I brilliantly exhausted my feet, taking long, painful strikes on a treadmill that got me nowhere. No matter how long I walked, it only got me an arm's length far. All the effort I put in was recorded on the calorie scale, but nothing showed on the distance counter. I kept coming back to the same frustrating square one. It is normal to pick up the wrong type of shoes every now and then. All women do that, but only smart women give a wrong pair away. The rest of us hold on to even the ugliest flip-flops out of the fear of walking barefoot. We would pile up old shoes and unwanted slippers to save face on a day when we have nothing to wear. I preferred to be with a man who made me feel like a big nothing than to be alone. From the start, I accepted his bad moods, destructive phases, sudden disappearances, unjustified aloofness, and patronizing attitude. He took me for granted, and I have no one else to blame but myself. My attitude was a clear, it's okay to hurt me sign. And I gave him permission to take me for one ride after the other. Allowed him to step all over my ego, and blessed his devilish arguments to keep myself trapped in his dungeons. I thought I was stuck in shoes that constantly hurt my toes, while all my friends clearly saw that I was walking barefoot on eggshells. Finally it ended. With tears rolling down my cheeks, I tossed the annoying shoes out of the car window when I was driving home after my last meeting with him. I painfully sobbed, not knowing what hurt more, my feet, my head, or my heart. I was just hurting all over. I have not seen him in a couple of months, and I missed him. I missed his smile. Longed to see him moving his fingers through his hair. Needed to look into his eyes, yearned to have a physical place in his energy field. Though they were all what he wanted, phone calls were not enough for me. We talked daily for many hours on the phone. Chatted about common friends, childhood stories, fears, theories, jokes, dreams, and ghosts. Yes, right, ghosts. People thought we did not meet because I was always busy. Truth is, he did not care to see me. I turned my eyes away from this fact for a very long time. It was about time I faced the truth. Still tears replaced the smile the minute my eyes met the cold, stiff look in his eyes. A sharp pain seized me, but like a brave girl, I greeted him with a faint voice and put on a natural, casual look, hoping that things would get better. I was with him, yet I never felt more distant. His vibes were cold, his face was expressionless, his eyes were avoiding me, and I did not see one smile crossing his face in the 2 hours that I was with him. I was fighting back tears. I decided to leave. I knew what was coming next, and I wanted to be alone when I fell apart. He courteously asked me to stay, but I did not feel a shred of sincerity in his words. I insisted on leaving, and he let me go, not knowing that this was the last time he was ever going to see me. It was always about him and his moods and needs and phases. At the back of my mind, I thought of how it was never about me, how I have been so unfair towards myself. I accepted a lot of baloney, hoping that the tight, uncomfortable shoes would loosen up and fit me better. What a dreamer. If the mold is a misfit, the design is ugly, and there is no quality in the finishing, a wrong pair of shoes will be nothing but a pain in the toes. I told him that I will never forgive him for insulting me that way. Asked him to never call me again. Ended the conversation. Tell me bye. And threw him and everything he stood for out of the window. And the song goes on. Have you ever tried to figure him out? Me too, but I ain't got no clue. How about you? Men are like shoes. Bit too confused. Got there so many of them. I don't know which ones to choose. Sing it to me if you agree.